Hi everyone. So one of the best articles I've read, I think, in the last 5 years was from a lady called Bronnie Ware, and she used to work in an old people's home. And she speaks about the top five regrets of the dying, you know, things like, you know, I hadn't worked so hard, especially when my kids were young. And also I hadn't, you know, wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. And it goes on and on and on. And it got me thinking about something which isn't completely unrelated. And that's, what are the biggest financial regrets I have seen said by my clients and people I know? So I'm going to start the list, and this is in no particular order. So number one is emerging market property. So believe it or not, I have heard time and time again from clients, I really wish I hadn't bought in X or Y market. So for example, I was talking to two or three clients in the last week or two who said, Adam, I really wish I hadn't bought in Jakarta. And believe it or not, even Dubai comes up quite a lot. That might surprise a lot of people, because a lot of people will assume, oh, well, those kind of markets like Dubai, Jakarta, maybe Manila, they tend to go up over time. But what often happens is, A, currency depreciation often means against the US dollar, the returns haven't been so good. Number two, because it's an emerging market, often it takes up a lot of time. Number three, the tax. Number four, sometimes you can't even find a buyer, right, because it's an illiquid asset. So I have had several clients who have often had like a 20-year period where in USD terms, they've made hardly anything in emerging market property. And sometimes there's even been a disaster, of course, because it's not very well regulated in those markets. So believe it or not, buying property specifically in emerging markets is linked to, you know, regrets for middle-aged expats and people in general. Now, number two is more of an obvious one and more something that doesn't surprise most people. And that's not saving enough at a young age. Most people say, you know what, I'm 50 now, I'm 55, I'm 58. If I would have just saved $500 to $1,000 a month, I would now be extremely wealthy. That is definitely a huge regret. But that one, unlike number one, perhaps is not a surprise. Number three is marriage, you know, especially for wealthier people and especially for men. Although that's going to start to change now, because obviously traditionally, because men were the breadwinners and women were not the breadwinners, you know, both people regret divorce, but it's often the man who regrets the divorce from a financial point of view more than the woman. But probably in the future, that might start to change as more women maybe, you know, are open-minded about marrying a guy who is, you know, not making as much money as them. But obviously for people I've met, especially the clients who tend to be 45, especially 50, 60, 70, whatever, they lived in an era where men were expected to look after women, which meant that if they married the wrong person and then subsequently they got divorced and lost half of their wealth, that's a huge regret. Now, number four would be market timing. Now, what do I mean by market timing? People who say, oh, this isn't the right time to buy markets. For example, I was reading a book, it's actually Bill Gates' favorite book, which I've mentioned before, and also Buffett's favorite book about business ventures, and it was, business adventures. And he was telling stories about how in 1962 or 1964, there were some people who were paranoid about how the markets might go down from 600 to about 400. Well, now it seems stupid, right? Because the Dow's at like 24 to 26,000 this year. And a lot of people looking back, they wish they'd just got in and hadn't, you know, been paranoid and hadn't kept their, you know, their money in cash. Number five would be believing in get rich quick schemes, especially if people have had a substantial amount of money invested in those kind of things and it's all gone wrong. So for example, you know, in the 90s, a lot of people got seduced by the whole tech story, but rather than just investing in a passive fund like the NASDAQ, they got seduced by specific stories about specific companies. And obviously that's a big regret, especially if it's a large percentage of your wealth. You know, if you just put 1%, you know, let's say, I don't know, you have 98% in low-cost funds, you just use 2% to speculate of your wealth, at the end of the day you're probably unlikely to regret that, even if you lose it all, because it's such a small percent of your wealth. But if you put a substantial amount of your wealth into certain stocks, people do tend to regret that long term. Okay, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I am going to continue this theme of the biggest regrets on my newsletter. So if you're interested in signing up for my newsletter, I will be releasing the next five regrets in my weekly newsletter.